95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest is the owner of Phoenix Arts Dance School in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Susie Anhorn is here today to tell us her story. Susie, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm assuming you have to have some sort of a dance background to own a dance studio.
So I have been dancing since I was 3 years old, and I grew up at the studio that I used to own down in Conshohocken. And then I actually went to college in Allentown called Cedar Crest College. So it was a small all-women's school that I majored in dance, and I actually graduated as the first dance degree ever from that college. And then shortly after that, I just decided that I wanted to teach. So I taught all around the area in Allentown area before moving back home to the Conshohocken area. So when I moved back home, I started teaching at some studios around there. And then I purchased my first dance studio back in 2009.
And what made you want to own your own studio?
I think probably once you get to a certain age in your life. So I was, you know, dancing my whole life and I was performing and I loved it. But then I was getting into my 20s and I wanted to try to figure out how to changed from performing to making a career out of it. I have always loved working with kids. When I was younger, I used to student teach as a part-time job. I was an assistant with my dance teacher. So I did, you know, right after school, I would go there and I would assist some of the classes. And then I just decided that I loved kids so much and I loved dance. And the best way to kind of combine both was becoming a studio owner.
So what type of dance is your specialty?
If you ask my students, it's mainly modern and contemporary. I absolutely adore it. I loved dancing tap my whole life. As I've gotten older, I think I'm leaning more towards loving more contemporary and that modern style and jazz. I love to tap, but I feel like I'm not as good at teaching at it the older levels than I was when I was younger. But, you know, probably those two, I would say the most.
You are also teaching at the studio. I'm assuming you have other instructors, but you also are a dance teacher at your studio.
Yep. So I've taught when I first owned the studio, I taught everything. And then as it got progressed and moving on, I have five teachers now. And I have since, as I gotten older, have focused more on working with the younger kids, 12 months older, our youngest, and they go up, you know, from there. And so I have a lot of our younger staff that are, you know, fresh out of college and like have an interest more in expanding. And they have more of that younger, fresh, creative mind that I feel it works really well with our age groups. So they teach mostly all of them. And I teach mostly the younger ones.
You offer classes as young as 12 months old up through adults. You also offer special needs services and all boys classes, which
we
I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, we do.
So tell me about some of the classes that you offer at the studio.
So our 12 months old is our youngest. We do some tumble classes. We do creative movement, sing-along, music, instruments, and things of that nature. We have acro classes, which are really great. So it's mainly for the kids that like are not sure if they want to do dance or gymnastics. And we kind of combine a class that offers both. So parents aren't running back and forth. And then we have our normal techniques of ballet, tap, jazz, modern. We do offer special needs services. We started it 6 years ago. My nephew was diagnosed on the spectrum and there really was no outlet back then. The world has definitely progressed a lot in offering a lot of different services. Most of our teachers are trained. Most of our assistants are trained in it. And we also offer one-on-one in the classroom. And then we do have side special needs classes specifically if parents feel more comfortable with that. And our all-boys program, we have over 20 boys, actually, in our school, which is huge. I know. I love it because my nephew, we started that, too, because of my nephew. They started out with two boys, and it grew to 20.
That's great.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I'm a salsa dancer, so I love dancing. I still will occasionally take classes, and forever, my son is 8 years old, and for years, I'm like, I'm going to get him into salsa dancing. He's going to dance. I don't care if he's the only boy in the class.
Yeah.
Like, in salsa dancing, they always need more guys. Kid has like no rhythm whatsoever. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm like desperately trying to teach him. And it's not working.
It's the same for my nephew though. I love him. Like I said, we started it for him and he loves it so much, but dance.
I know. What type of classes do you offer for the boys? Same as you would for the girls?
We do. So we have an all boys hip hop program. So we do hip hop in there. They do fitness. The instructor is amazing. So they'll do more of like a fitness warm up, and then they do some choreography, which they love. And they go on stage. We have a big performance. I mean, that's great. It brings a lot of the boys because there's so many in that class, but we do have them sporadically. So we have a couple in our dance combo class, which is ballet, tap, jazz. A lot of the boys that are in that are in theater in middle school. So they, you know, it's kind of a good foundation for them when they're in school.
So all of the classes are not separated. You just happen to have some all boys classes.
We do. So we have one specific all boys, but then we have boys throughout our program.
Got it.
Yeah.
And you do some classes and other things outside of the studio as well?
We have our studio. So our studio is in Bluebell, but then I do a lot of outsourcing. So I'm in after school programs in 5 different districts. We go into daycares and we run programs within the daycares too.
And then also at like senior living centers too?
We do. Yeah. So around the area. So I'm at the Hill, White Marsh. I'm at Meadowood Senior Living in Worcester. So I run dance programs and fitness classes in there.
So you're running the studio and you're bouncing around all over the place. And you do choreography as well for some musicals?
For middle school. We're actually in Colonial Middle School. My sister and I do it. We choreographed their musical for the last 2 years.
Why is dance important in a person's life?
I've gotten so many people that have asked me that recently, which is why we actually did a video over the summer and then I compiled it. And I just actually aired it on our social media yesterday about why you choose dance. And we had a lot of our teachers speak on it, parents speak on it, and kids speak on it, and what was their reasoning of all the other things that you could do? Why did they choose dance? And I would say across the board, most of the videos had come back that it built so much confidence in themselves. It built so much bravery, meeting new people, meeting friends, going up on stage and performing. It just does so much for a person. For me specifically, I was a very introverted, shy kid. I wasn't popular. You know, I kind of did my own thing. The more and more I took dance and more I met people and more I was up on stage, and it built so much confidence. And now anybody that meets me say my confidence is a little bit over. Like I've gotten so like dominant in that confidence with it. But I was up on stage. I was speaking. I was talking. You know, you're interviewing and you're doing all these things, and it builds such, I don't even know how else to say it, but other than like bravery within these kids. And it's crazy because, I mean, they're as young as 3 years old getting up there and performing and doing all this. And it's amazing. So I feel like a lot of it, why people choose it, I think, is for that reason. And I also feel like on a total different side of it physically, I know for me, I've bounced back so quickly from things that I've had that have happened to me over my life, that even I had surgery recently and I bounced back like 2 days later. You know, I mean, I think a lot of it's just, it has such a mental thing and such a physical thing and such an emotional thing that I don't think that you could say another activity can do all that.
Is your studio involved in different dance competitions and things like that?
So I used to. So I rebranded a year and a half ago. I was actually in Conshohocken under a different name, and we did a lot of competitions. For 6 years, we were just in the competition world. When I rebranded, I really wanted to spread more of the love of it and the experience of it and less the competition between people. I took away from it a year and a half ago because I just felt like we do community festivals and the kids perform in there. We're in all the in school districts, and you know, we try to do that sort of thing. We perform 3 times a year with our studio, and I wanted it to be more of like building that confidence in the kids and less feeling like they had to compete against somebody else, or you know, because in a dance competition world, it is, you're comparing yourself a lot to other kids, and parents are comparing to other, you know what I mean, to other parents.
You were over the dance mom thing?
Yeah, it really is true. I love my moms. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they've all since graduated, all of those kids that were in that world with me. But yeah, it really is what they say on the show. It really is.
Yeah,
it's
no,
sad,
I can imagine. I mean, I know a few as well. I know a bunch of dancers and a couple of my friends who are, you know, trying to get their kids involved now. And
yeah,
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Just relax. They're two.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know.
What do you do for fun?
We are foodies, actually. So we go out to dinner all the time. We're always looking for a new place. I'm a huge gym rat. I know that sounds so dumb, but like, if I don't go, like today I didn't go. So I'm like, oh my God, I didn't go today, you know, this morning. But I love going to the gym. We love traveling. I know it's funny to say like, I'm a dancer, but I'm a foodie. But like, we just always go out to dinner and just do things. We spend a lot of time. My nephew and my daughter are very, very close. They're only a year apart. My sister and I are best friends. So we spend a lot of time, family time like that on the weekends. So
what's your favorite place to go in Conshohocken?
It's so funny that you say Conchi when you're not from there.
We just had this conversation. Somebody said to me, why do some people say Conchi and some people say Conchi? And I'm like, it's if you're not from there and if you are from there.
And it's so across the board. She moved here 5 years ago and she's like, what do I need to know about this town? I'm like, don't say Conchi. She was like, okay. So, you know, Bar Luca is our favorite. And then we actually just went to Cerdo recently, which, you know, for the first time. I love both. I mean, we love like Stone Rose, like that whole network of restaurants. But we're more, since we moved to Bluebell, obviously, because of our studio. But since we moved there, we're big into Skipack. We like love Skipback Town and eat there all the time.
It's so cute. I recently have been going there. There's a garden center there I love to go to. And so because of them, I ended up going to some of the restaurants out there when I went to pick some stuff up or out for an event. But yeah, it's so cute out there.
It's so cute. We have like the same staple. Like we go to the same places. The people are so nice. The staffs, you know, the servers, everybody. It's just like a cute little town. We love it.
And I think they're doing some stuff for the fall, like some fall activities I saw.
They do. So they do like, they do a huge First Friday. I don't know if Conchi does that, but they do like a huge First Friday. And then every month they'll have like Wine Fest is coming up. So they'll do like they have like skip back days. Like they do. And it's a lot. It's super friendly. People bring in their dogs. And it's just like, it's just such a nice area. And I love that it's like only 5 minutes from where we are.
You know what? I don't think I asked you about the adult classes. That's what like I was most excited about when I saw it. What are the adult classes?
We do. So we have adult ballet, tap, and modern. To start, we've been growing since. It's mostly people that either are checking it off their bucket list because they've never danced and they want to try it. Some that have danced when they were younger and then they stopped because of whatever and now they come back. And then people that have been dancing their whole life. So it's all different levels. And yeah, we do like drop-ins. You can buy a class card. I think because when I first started, I was like, oh, let's offer fitness classes. Let's do this. And then, you know, over the course of like the last 2 years, it was like, we just want to be a dance school. So let's offer, like, let's try to find like every way and every outlet to do it. And then we actually did a poll recently about like, what day would you want to try class? And a lot of people put like Sundays, which is odd. So we started this like Sunday series event where it's like for the whole family. I'm really big in partnering with like women in business. So I've partnered with an art studio in North Wales, Bar 3 in Bluebell, a couple Zumba instructors that teach locally, a ballroom instructor from King of Prussia. So they come to our studio, we partner together and parents can come with their kids and dance, do some art classes that we have, and it's just kind of all on the months ahead for the fall.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Yeah.
When you expand your adult program, can you bring a salsa instructor in?
I will. Well, the woman that we have on Sundays, I'm seeing, or in that one Sunday event, I'm seeing if it's a big turnout because I want to add it on the schedule.
Is it salsa or Zumba?
No, she's salsa.
Who is it? Do you know?
Carmina.
So you're doing a salsa class on Sunday?
Yeah, it's Sunday. It's the 15th of September. Yeah. So she's doing a salsa class.
I have to come.
Yeah. So we do we call them Sunday series events. So they're like 10 to 11 on a Sunday. And we have them like sporadically through the months of fall. And you just sign up. You buy right on our website. We have it, or on Facebook. We have an event. You just buy tickets right on there. And it's like you and your kids or just you or whatever. And they just come. So that's why I said we've partnered with like Women in Business trying to get this, you know, try to get like a whole network of like women, you know what I mean? To like, you know, to support their businesses and bring the family along. Because, you know, if Saturdays in the fall, everybody's doing sports. And that's always been a tough time for us at the studio because all the kids that are in sports and a lot of people, as a mom, I never know what to do on a Sunday with my kid. Usually it's like, all right, we'll just have downtime. And then I'm like, well, I mean, do you want to get out the door in the morning? I don't want to do something at 4 o'clock on a Sunday. So we started doing these things. So yeah, we have a Zumba instructor, we have the ballroom, the salsa she's doing, and then we have the doodlery in North Wales the woman owns.
And is this all that same Sunday or this is different
Sundays? It's different Sundays. Okay. So it's different Sundays of the months ahead. So we have up until mid-October done.
Okay. So if somebody's interested in finding out anything about your class schedules or these Sunday sessions, how can they do that?
They can go right on our website. It's www.phoenixartsdance.com. And we have Facebook. We're really heavy in like social media. So our Facebook has everything on there too.
Okay, great. I'm coming to salsa class.
Okay. I'm excited. I want to do it. I'm going to look like I have two left feet, which is really bad to say as a dancer. But the counts are so different than a normal dancer. I don't know how I'm going to look, but that's okay.
Susie, thank you for coming by today.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you on the 15th for salsa dancing.
Great. Thank you.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
My next guest today is the founder, designer, and creative force behind Realm Jewelry. Anne King Lagos comes from an experienced jewelry designing background and believes that jewelry is more than an accessory. It's a reflection of a woman's unique personality. Realm is made of precious metals and offered at affordable prices. I am currently wearing a Realm bracelet right now, which I love. And thank you for coming by to tell us your story.
Well, thank you for having me. It's fabulous to be here.
You say jewelry is a reflection of a woman's unique personality. Someone recently said to me, your jewelry really complements your personality. It's extra. Is that sort of what you mean?
That's amazing. I love that. Yes. You know, in that it reflects your style. Some women have a classic look, a rock star look, or a romantic look. And I really love designing into that, which means some pieces are really delicate, some are bold, statement pieces. And it just really it really works nicely because you can kind of pick that and move around whatever your mood is, be that chameleon you have in you.
Before you started Realm, you spent 25 years as co-founder and co-designer of Lagos.
It was a great time working with Steve at Lagos. Our strengths and weaknesses complemented one another. And for me, I got to design the personality of the brand, which meant the logo, the packaging, the color, the DNA of the jewelry, the beading and the fluting. I learned later that it really is creating a personality. That's what creating a brand is about, so that as a consumer, you can see and understand what that means.
How do you go about starting to design jewelry?
So I have a BFA from the University of the Arts, and you sit at the bench and learn each skill that a master jeweler would learn. And I love working with my hands. So, and you do have to have a bit, like anything you do, a natural ability and a passion for it. I actually went to college to be a photographer, took a course in jewelry, and, you know, I fell in love with the metals. I love making sculpture, tiny sculpture. And so jewelry just became a natural fit for me.
Did you ever actually make it yourself?
Oh, yeah. I sat at the bench for years creating my first and second brands and King Design, working for QVC, designing for them. And at Lagos, I sat at the bench for years, which, you know, really trying to make the jewelry fit, feel comfortable, have every detail taken care of.
So what's it like when something you designed started to sell really well or even sell out?
It's exciting. But, you know, like you or any of us, everything you're doing every day, you're so focused on that. It's not something you just, you know, you enjoy it and you celebrate it, but it's not something I really focused on.
Talk a little bit about your jewelry then, about Realm and what you offer.
So Realm is all sterling silver, and we have what's called the Shades of Realm. And actually, I really should speak to the time of my life that I created this was I became an empty nester. I was single again, and I really sat down thinking about what type of jewelry I wanted to wear. I also looked back on all the years that I have been talking to women and selling jewelry to them and hearing what they like, they don't like, and what they want from their jewelry. And the reason I named it Realm was because I was recreating myself again. My main name, King, ties into royalty. So Realm is sort of a new kingdom, a new world, a community. And in looking at all the women and thinking about what I've learned from them, this is really about us. This is not about me, my ego, naming it after me. Naming it Realm really encompasses all that we are. And so the jewelry that I started to style and design for this had to have all of that intrinsic value in it as well. So we have sterling silver. I love sterling silver. It's a beautiful metal to work with, but it doesn't go with everything. So I decided to make the Shades of Realm, which I have the sterling silver, which is beautiful, as well as 18 karat gold and rose gold, as well as black ruthenium, which is really sexy. It's a platinum alloy, has a beautiful look with all of the other color metals. I also created from this a new way of accessorizing. It's great to mix your metals. It's more modern, it's more fresh. And then we put a little bit of sparkle in there. So let me speak to the shades. They are plating over sterling. And plating has always had a connotation that it is fast fashion, cheap. So I had to work with master jewelers that make my jewelry to have a high-end technique to plate these so that it lasts. And instead of making diamonds, I use CZs, cubic zirconian crystals. But all of this jewelry is made just like gold and diamond jewelry. Everything is prong set. There's no glue. There's beautiful hinges. The people that make this are master jewelers, and it is made just like and is fine jewelry.
So it's really good quality, but not at that super high price.
One of the things that I found in talking to women is they wanted quality. They wanted something that felt substantial. Making this out of sterling silver makes that feel like all the high-end designer jewelry that's out there now. And they wanted to be able to wear gold and diamonds, but be able to afford them. This ring I'm showing you here, which is encrusted with the CZs, in gold, it's $375. When I add the CZs to it, it brings it up to $500. In gold, this ring would be $5,000. And in gold and diamonds, this ring, instead of $500, would be $10,000.
Right.
It's fashion and style and affordability and value and gorgeous design, if I may so say myself.
So we're looking at some of the jewelry that you brought in today. Mm-hmm. What are some of the popular pieces? Is that what you brought, these rings here, the bracelet and the earring?
The earrings I brought show variation of small and delicate classic small hoop, a little bit of our design scepter element on the side, so you get something that is iconic and unique. Then I have the Domaine signature hoops here, which are a fabulous frontal hoop. Frontal hoops are great, especially if your earrings don't sit well in your ear and they move with the body so nicely.
Are they lightweight? That's my problem. I need the lightweight.
So being on QVC, I really learned how to make lightweight jewelry. It is a must. They won't even put it on air if it's not. And yes, why don't I let you just feel this?
Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, perfect. Yep.
And the last earring I brought here is called the Talon. It's super sexy and a little bit rock star. And on the ear, it looks like a classic hoop, but they set on an angle. So you get another little bit of great style.
Yeah, these are really pretty.
And then we have our scepter cuff, which is that rock star piece. Most things we do in two sizes. So if this is too much for you, we make it much smaller, tone it down, so you get a bit of that edge, but you're comfortable with the classic style.
So you have, it's kind of a thick cuff mm-hmm. that has hinges, so you can open it up, put it on your wrist, but you're saying, and it has
five shanks is what we call it, or ribs.
And then mm-hmm. you can cut it down to
three. Yeah. And all my cuffs are easy on, easy off. We make two sizes. It's very comfortable.
And these rings are really pretty.
Aren't
is this a
fabulous
signature ring of yours?
This is. This is the scepter. And actually, this is a stack ring. Most people's stack rings are low profile, meaning they're just a round ring that you put and slip on your finger and coordinate with others. This has the higher profile. It comes up that has that. Instead of a gemstone sticking up, we've created the style, either in the metal. We have that edgy opening in the center. But it's really very classic. And so you can see when you start to put these together.
Oh, they're three separate rings.
They're all three separate.
Oh.
We do them in three widths, 2 millimeter, 5 millimeter, and 13. And what I'm showing you right now
got
was
you
all 2 millimeter. Now I'm taking that off and I'm adding this to it. And it looks, makes it so different and it coordinates with your outfit. So it's great. A lot of women have 13 of these, five of these, eight of these, because they coordinate it with what they're wearing. And they all tell me that every time they wear it, they get compliments and they love that attention.
Do you design all of the jewelry?
I do. Something I love to do. We actually have symbolism to the collections, which was important for me in speaking with the women through the years. There were parts of their life they would tell me about. We just didn't talk about jewelry. And we would support one another and encourage one another. And so from that, I created symbolism for each collection. The earring, lightweight earring you love, the Domaine frontal hoop. The Domaine symbol actually is, it embodies each and every woman. It's the heart and soul and spirit of realm from which everything is created. So if you were to look at this piece, you will see there's a little curl on either side of it, and that creates this high-profile ring just using that one little element from it. So it's not so matchy and plopped everywhere.
So this, everything has a meaning to it.
Everything has a meaning.
What is this insignia ring? That looks beautiful.
That is actually the four of the Domaine elements put together, the icons put together to form a square. It is the crest of the brand, and it is the Empress ring. And Empress came about because we are all born empresses. Playing with the name realm, it really comes from that kingdom, royalty, and so all of the collections fall after that theme. And the insignia is your crest of your family. So the insignia ring is really the Empress ring, and it stands for family bond and power, and which brings us all together to a place of strength and unity.
Oh, and you have one on right now.
I do. I have it in the black ruthenium. You can wear it in three sizes. We have a small petite size, a medium size, and this is the large luxe size.
You have the large. Okay.
I do. Because not everyone is comfortable with a large ring.
Right.
And we also, the petite size is great as a pinky ring.
Are you currently designing new pieces.
We are. We're working with a new spring collection coming out, 2020, which will have pearls. I love pearls they're mixed with metals in a unique way.
Have you done pearls before?
I love pearls. I've always done pearls. And I like pearls because they bring light into our complexion and soften. And when you do them with metal in an edgy way, they can be really cool.
Do you know that I don't own one piece of jewelry that has a pearl in it? I think I don't quite know how to wear them.
Well, if you just put a round pearl in your ear, it's kind of so traditional and is, you know, forever. It's been forever. So when you're someone like myself that likes to be creative, to put it with an iconic, sculptural, sexy piece of metal that I love to do, it becomes something very different.
Do you do custom pieces?
I don't anymore. That's actually how I started out after I got out of college, which was a great experience to really be very hands-on with the woman that I was working with and what she wanted. So I do put a lot of what I've learned from there in the collections now. I like creating a wardrobe of jewelry. So I guess you could say that the collections are customized to be able to be from the classic romantic, the rock star style, delicate to bold or statement, so that there's something for everyone.
So, Anne, talk a little bit about the charity work that you do.
You know, it's always great to give back and to pay it forward. I have a lot of wonderful women that have been very supportive of my new collections. They do a lot of charity work and volunteer work. And so I like to, quote unquote, co-brand with my clients. If you have an event, we give a donation.
Okay.
We give you a pretty big spread so you have the ability, because, you know, whatever piece you give for charity, it doesn't go for full price. So if we give you several pieces, you'll get more from us. We do private events at the studio for your charity as well. And we found that that works nicely because when you're doing events for your charity, you spend a lot of times and a lot of people volunteering, getting that moment ready and launch. You just come in. We set it up, we have food, drink, make it fun, and whatever is purchased, we give a significant purchase to your charity.
Where can people buy your jewelry?
So I sell on my website, which is explorerealm.com.
And Realm is R-E-A-L-M.
It is. Realm Fine Fashion Jewelry. The website, again, is explorerealm.com. We also do a lot of pop-ups. We are very excited about our full lineup that is just about getting finalized. We're in a lot of the Bloomingdale's from Washington, Virginia, through New Jersey, King of Prussia and Willow Grove in this area as well. We do have events at our studio. We love it. Think Girls Night Out or birthday parties.
Where's your studio?
We are located on 5th, North 5th Street, just past Callow Hill. At 441 North 5th Street.
But it's not a storefront?
It is not a storefront, and it is by appointment only.
So if people want to make an appointment, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can call my cell phone, 215-852-0798. You can also go online at theexplorerealm.com. There's a contact page there of emails and such. I am happy to work with you personally. It's my greatest joy. You know, we'll just make whatever happen happen.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for coming by, and thank you
very much.
I just
have to ask you.
Yeah.
Handstands. And how did that come about?
You know what? I've been doing yoga for years, and the past couple of years, I just got more into it where I was going multiple times a week, and the studio that I go to really focuses on handstands.
Nice.
Yeah. I just kind of learned how to do it. I got better with it, and I'm just going to keep doing handstands, and I love posting pictures of handstands. So.
Excellent. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
That's fabulous.
What do you do for fun?
I love to cook. I love to design. I mean, I consider myself more of a visionary designer because I do work with people and help them do interior design with their homes. Right now I'm redoing my apartment, which has been fun. Just finished a weekend of that. And get together with friends. I do a lot of networking with a lot of women's groups in town, which is fabulous because I get to be around all ages of women doing all sorts of things. And I just love to be involved.
Well, thank you so much for coming by.
And thank you for having me. It's been fun.
If you'd like to check out Anne's jewelry line, you can go to her website. It's explorerealm.com. And that is R-E-A-L-M, explorerealm.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.